The University of Alaska Fairbanks has received another large gift from a mining company. Sumitomo, the company that runs the Pogo gold mine near Delta Junction, yesterday presented UAF with a check for a little over $1 million. The money, to be doled out by Sumitomo over 3 years, will go into an endowment that supports research at UAF's Department of Mining and Geological Engineering. Pogo Mine General Manager Chris Kennedy says the gift helps the mining industry meet demand for skilled workers.
UAF produces really good students out of that out of their program. In fact, we have several working out there, and they've become shining stars for us with the experience that they've gained.
Kennedy says Pogo just welcomed a new UAF-educated mining engineer last week. The mining industry is experiencing a worldwide labor shortage, but Sumitomo Pogo president Toshihito Toyoshima says the donation isn't just about generating a workforce.
One of the important mission of the mining company, we need to support the education at schools. To support the industry first and make them understand, even they don't join the mining industry, make them understand what we are doing.
The donation from Pogo comes as the price of gold hits record highs. UAF Chancellor Brian Rogers calls it significant and reflective of the university and mining business.
We don't get $1 million donations very often. This is the second one for mining this year, and I think it really speaks to the quality of the program and the growth of research, and the profitability of the industry today.
The Pogo gift follows on a similar contribution to the UAF mining program from Kinross Fort Knox Gold Mine last month. The contributions qualify for tax credits that cover about 80% of the donations. Money that would have gone to the state as taxes instead goes to the university. Rogers says the state legislature created the education tax credit to encourage charitable giving.
Of the first $100,000 of a contribution, $50,000 of that is a credit against their taxes. The next $200,000 is 100% credit. Donations above that amount are at the 50% credit level, up to a total potential credit of $5 million for any single taxpayer.
The university is hopeful that other companies will follow Fort Knox and Pogo in taking advantage of the state tax credits to support UAF. The UAF Mining Engineering Research Endowment supports graduate student projects. It was created to compensate for federal research funding lost since the U.S. Bureau of Mines was eliminated in the 1990s.